Good morning. I'd like to thank all of you for coming today. Special thanks to all of you visitors. And thank you also to all those listening online for taking the time to worship with us. Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. This morning we are going to look at a portion of Scripture where Jesus calls Nathanael to be one of his followers. And this is also how he calls us. Our sermon text for this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. As you are able, would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? And again, we read as follows in the name of our Lord. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Amen. Please be seated. In the first verse of this portion of Scripture, we are told that this is the following day. So we need to look back at what this day is following. In the previous verses, we are told that the day before this, Jesus had his first disciples begin to follow him. So we know that this is a continuation of the calling of Jesus' followers. In this account of these callings, we are given a name that isn't used in any other gospel accounts. So there is some debate as to who this man, Nathanael, actually was and what really happened. The only thing that we know for sure is that this man became a follower of Jesus. We don't know if Nathanael actually became one of the 12 apostles or not. Some people say that it is possible that Nathanael was actually Bartholomew. But there are no records to prove this. So we'll just take it as it is. He's Nathanael. And these things really don't matter when we're dealing with this text, but they're kind of interesting. And they tend to come up when this text is discussed. All we need to know about the men mentioned in this text is that they were called by Jesus to follow him. Now Jesus says to Philip, Follow me. And for some reason we are told that Philip is from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. So this must mean that Bethsaida is a good place to be from. Or, I don't know, probably not. But it probably just means that Philip came from Bethsaida. It was just a way of identifying him. Like saying, Pastor Jerry and I come from Minnesota, so we're Minnesotans. So Philip was a Bethsaidan. I don't know if that's a great word or not, but it's probably just a way to explain his accent or something like that. There's no real reason that I could find. And after Jesus says, "Follow me," the text tells us that he goes out and finds his buddy Nathanael. And at first, this didn't seem very significant to me. But after much prayer and meditation on this text, something came to me. The first thing that Philip does after he finds Jesus is go out and tell Nathanael. It doesn't say that Philip goes to church for a few years and listens to sermons all the time, or that he has read the Bible 7 or 8 times. As soon as he finds Christ, he goes out and tells his friend. Now that's going to be considered pretty gutsy by our standards. Many of us have been Christians all of our lives, and we still have a hard time saying anything about Jesus to our friends and neighbors. But that's the first thing Philip does. He goes to Nathanael and says, "We found him. The one that Moses and the prophets wrote about. We found him. He's Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Philip knows that he has found the Messiah, but he doesn't try to keep this great news to himself. Right away he goes out to spread this news. Just like we do, huh? Yeah, well, I know that's a lie. Yeah, we're never scared or nervous to tell anyone about our Messiah. It's never a thing we try to steer away from in our conversations. For the most part, we are all scared to talk about Jesus outside of these walls. And we all have plenty of excuses as to why we do this. We don't know the Bible well enough to talk about it. We have more important things to talk about. It's just another bad thing that we do. We'll be forgiven for it. Doesn't matter. We're going to get picked on if we talk about our faith. Or if we do open our mouths about it, they're going to ask us a question and we're not going to know the answer. Then what do we do? And this is something that I fight all the time. I'm sure a lot of you have dealt with it also. Every time I'm given an opportunity to say something about God, I'm so scared and nervous about what I should say or if I should say anything that usually I just keep my mouth shut or make a joke or something. But we are given a pretty clear example of what will happen if we do speak up and say what we need to say. God's going to take care of it. In our second scripture reading this morning, we were told that God has raised up the Lord. And we are also told that He will raise us up in the same way. It is through Him that we will be able to have an impact on those around us, so that they may come to know the knowledge of Jesus Christ that we have. Nathanael says something that sounds a bit harsh here. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" But actually, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. So technically he isn't out of Nazareth, he is out of Bethlehem. But he grew up in Nazareth, so that's where he is said to be from. And the statement that Nathanael makes here is actually right, because Nazareth was a slum. It wasn't considered a bad thing to think of Nazareth as a bad place, because it was a bad place. And Nathanael had read all the old scriptures, and he knew that the Messiah was supposed to come out of Bethlehem. In Micah it says, "But thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel." So naturally, he's going to have doubts about this man that comes out of Nazareth. But they had no idea that he was actually born in Bethlehem. And here we see what happens when, after Philip tells Nathanael that they have found the Messiah, and Nathanael says, "No, he can't come out of Nazareth. There's no way." Philip gives a very simple response. He doesn't start arguing with him or telling him that he's being pig-headed or anything like that. He just says, "Come and see." And all the doubts that Nathanael has, all the questions that he has, all the ridicule for the man from Nazareth, is taken away by Jesus. That's the same that'll happen when we come into a situation like that. Jesus sees him coming and he says, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit." Now, what's the significance of that? He's pointing out that Nathanael is a true Israelite. He's not just one by locality. He is also won by his beliefs and his conduct. He has led a life according to the laws that were given to him by the books of the Old Testament, and he is without deceit. That would be like saying about one of us, "Oh, look, this one is definitely a Christian. There's no sin in this one." Now, Nathanael is a little bit perplexed by what this guy says. So he has to know how he knows this. Now we see the stalker side of Jesus come out. "I saw you when you were under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Automatically, Nathanael knows that this man is the Son of God. He is the King of Israel. How does he know this? He knows this because he has read the scriptures and he believes them. In our first reading this morning, we were told that God knows everything about us. He knows when we lie down, when we get up, he knows where we are going, and when we're going to go there. Nathanael has read all this stuff, and he believes it. So when Jesus tells him he saw him when he was under the fig tree, he knows that he is the Messiah. Now, believe it or not, there's actually quite a bit of discussion about the fig tree. And just so you have this knowledge, I'm going to tell you about that fig tree. It may come as quite a surprise to you, but it was actually a very important thing in Nathanael's life. You see, Nate was a very godly man. And he spent a lot of his time in prayer. And he wasn't like the Pharisees, who did their praying out in the open, where all could see. Nathaniel went off on his own and did his praying out where nobody could see him. And as we all know, the region where this is all taking place was and is very hot. So it was very important for Nathaniel to go to the fig tree. He had to go there to pray so he could sit in the shade. There's nothing else to it. The fig tree was just there to give him some shade. People think the fig tree is holy, but no, it's just a little bit of shade. After Nathanael's acceptance of Jesus as the Messiah, Jesus says to him, "Because I said that I saw you under the tree, you believe. You will see greater things than these. You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Now, when I read that, I got the vision of angels flying back and forth, and I don't know. It kind of messed with me a little bit. This one was a little bit weird. But that's probably not the case. We don't hear of anything like this in the rest of the scriptures, so I don't think there was angels flying back and forth where everybody could see them. What this seems to mean is that we will see the messengers of God working on earth. We aren't going to see a visual ascending or descending, but we will see the work of God on the earth through His Son. Because when Jesus was physically on the earth, He was doing the work of His Father. And now that He has gone back to heaven, He has left us here to be His messengers on the earth. Or angels. Now the word angelos in Greek means angel. That means messenger. So if you can make a connection there, you know, that's how it goes. So we as the messengers of God are doing the work that is required of us through the power that is given to us by the Holy Spirit. We have been called just like Philip and Nathaniel were called. And Philip said he found Jesus, but Jesus found him. He was so convinced that he had this thing by the tail, but Jesus had him. He didn't find him. Just like Jesus has found all of us. And these men were found and called, and they answered the call that was given to them. They were given proof that God knows them inside out from the scriptures, just as we have been given that proof. They followed Jesus and did as they were commanded. They went out and made disciples of all nations. They loved with the love that was given to them. Now when it comes right down to it, what are we supposed to do? We know that God knows everything that we do. We know that God has created us. We know that God loves us because He gave His only Son so that we may live in His glory. We are supposed to be His messengers on earth. We are to spread the message of His love to everyone on the earth. That's what we've been called to do. And we all get nervous. We all get scared. But just like in this text with Nathaniel, God will take care of it. Whatever situation comes up, God's got it under control. Just as long as we use the knowledge and the strength and courage that He has given to us. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You again for giving us the chance to hear Your Word. And we thank You for that Word. Father, we ask that You would guide that Word into our hearts so that we may be willing messengers of Your love to all of Your children, so that everyone may know of your Son and of Your love for them. Father, we ask that You would be with us as we go out into Your world, that You would give us the words needed and the actions needed so that Your love may shine through all of us. Amen. Humble your heads and your hearts and receive the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.